It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Pickleball lovers, listen up. A new outdoor pickleball park in western Wisconsin is open to the public.
The 18-court complex opened this summer in Lake Halley. That's near Eau Claire. And players are flocking to play one of the fastest-growing sports in America.
Wisconsin Today producer Courtney Everett recently spoke with project manager Bill Bethke about the sport, the new facility, and ongoing improvements.
You're an avid pickleball player. Now you've created one of Wisconsin's largest pickleball facilities. Are you just living the dream here?
The dream was a little more work than I expected, but no, it was great. It's a great legacy to give to the Chippewa Valley. There's been a lot of people involved in the project, obviously, to make this come to fruition.
Take us inside Lake Halley's pickleball park. What's the atmosphere like there?
The courts are packed by 8 a.m. in the morning. People are playing routinely till usually about 11 to 12 o'clock. And then there's a little bit of a lull where probably only half the courts are utilized. And then once again in the evening, after work, people are again filling the courts.
Earlier you mentioned the group of people that you worked with to develop this court system. That includes the Chippewa Valley Pickleball Club, as well as the Village of Lake Halley, to develop these $300,000 worth of courts. How did the idea of this 18-court system come about?
Well, it started really about a year and a half ago. We were first looking at, they had an old park which was really underutilized. It was called Gower Park. It was an old playground which was pretty dilapidated and a softball field which was barely ever used. Actually, a lot of weeds were growing in it. And we looked at the site and I reached out to Gary Splide, the president Village of Lake Halley. And from there, he said, yeah, why don't you turn it into pickleball courts? So we came up with the bids, and Dave Marcourt and myself worked together on getting those first six developed into permanent pickleball courts. At the ribbon cutting, Gary came up to me last June, and he said, Bill, how many more courts can you fit in this park? That's where the story began.
You say, Bill, that there are efforts underway now to build a pavilion near the pickleball courts. Tell us about that phase of construction and what you hope to accomplish.
Six of the 18 courts are lit. In order to control and generate power to them, we needed a building. And that was part of phase two. And I reached out to Markin and Johnson to build a two-bathroom unisex ADA-accessible bathrooms, a mechanical room, and then an open pavilion with a water fountain and some picnic tables for people to meet. So that our goal is to be completed yet this fall.
Now, speaking of fall, how long do you expect players to play until, with the weather now getting colder?
We all prefer to play outside. Once the weather turns, obviously, then we either fly south or we go to two indoor facilities. Actually, I had a meeting earlier with a group about possibly building an indoor center here in the Chippewa Valley.
Ooh, tell me a little bit about that indoor center. What's kind of going on there?
Well, it's just in its infancy. We are talking about 12 indoor pickleball courts going also in Lake Halley, very close to the existing 18 courts. They just finished building an indoor center in Madison, and the same company's got one slated to be built in Green Bay and Milwaukee as well.
Before we go, what do you hope this new pickleball complex then brings to Western Wisconsin next year as far as tournament play?
Well, first of all, as far as bringing Western Wisconsin, I like the fact that the pickleball complex, all the funds were donated. A big check came, obviously, from the Village of Lake Halley, and then Dave Marcourt gave a significant amount, even more than the Village did. And then lots of businesses, everything from, obviously, Markin and Johnson, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics, and a plurality of other donors. My original vision was having a place where people could play for free. So there's no cost for man, woman, or child. Go out there and enjoy themselves. And it's a game you can learn very quickly. We're probably going to be hosting a tournament a month is our goal at the site starting in May. But we have a big one, a national tournament that we are going to be hosting in July, at the end of July, which will be bringing pro athletes to the Chippewa Valley. And it will be the biggest outdoor tournament in the state.
Well, Bill, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Courtney.
Bill Bethke is the project manager of an 18-court pickleball park in Lake Halley, Wisconsin. The outdoor complex opened in July of this year. He talked to producer Courtney Everett.